This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 484 for Thursday, July 18th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market received a big boost on Thursday from hot weather in western parts of the prairies. European rapeseed sharply rose and Chicago soybean supported canola prices. Crude oil also added on to Wednesday's increases. However, Malaysian palm oil was down. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract was up $18.20 per ton at $649.70. In the United States, corn was down, soybeans were up, and wheat was mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Thursday 437,800 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the weekend of July 11th, down 19% from the previous week, as well as 485,700 tons of new crop corn. The totals were below trade expectations for old crop and above expectations for new crop. The International Grains Council raised its 2024-25 global corn production outlook by 2 million tons at 1.225 billion. Meanwhile, projected ending stocks were cut 3 million tons at 278 million. 25 millimeters of rain is expected for Nebraska and parts of South Dakota and Kansas over the next week, while the rest of the U.S. Corn Belt will see less precipitation. The September corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.91. In total, 360,100 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, up 73% from the week before, as well as 375,000 tons of new crop. 209,300 tons of old crop U.S. soy meal were also sold, as well as 99,400 tons of new crop. 3,300 tons of old crop U.S. soy oil and 14,900 tons of new crop were also sold for export. The USDA announced private export sales of 509,000 tons of soybeans, as well as 150,000 tons of soy meal for the 2024-25 marketing year to unknown destinations. The IGC left projected global soybean production unchanged at 415 million tons, as well as 79 million tons of stocks for 2024-25. The November soybean contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.43. 578,500 tons of U.S. new crop wheat were sold for export, near the higher end of trade expectations. The IGC raised its 2024-25 global wheat production outlook by 8 million tons at 801 million. It also raised stocks by 8 million tons at 269 million. Algeria purchased at least 600,000 tons of wheat in its tender on Wednesday. South Korea also purchased 40,000 tons of U.S. wheat on Wednesday. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.35. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6 even. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 18th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.